realise what's been going on behind the scenes at the Miners Welfare Club. So, you know, it's a sad day, a really sad day. And just listening to that clip you played before, you know, I almost broke out into tears. But that's life, as you say, and we'll just keep going.
This is quite a complicated issue, but as I understand it, essentially it boils down to trustees on the club board appointed by the coal board who sent letters to your junior team saying they can't play there anymore.
That's basically it, really. There's been a power struggle. Nothing to do with the football section or the cricket section, really. How the club is made up is very complicated, but I won't go into that. But basically, yeah, you're correct. A bit of a power struggle going on behind the scenes. Affected everybody at the club. Our junior teams, under 7s, 8s, 10s, under 15s, girls, 21s, and the open age lads have all been given basically a letter saying that they're being pushed out of the premises, really.
Why has the coal board got trustees on Norton United's board?
Well, it's not Norton United's board. We're just a subsection of the club, you see. And we're just a football section, same as the cricket section. And the cricket section have announced this morning, I've just seen it on the local paper and news side, that they are leaving the club as well. And they've been there longer than us. They've been there over 100 years. And, you know, the chairman's decided that he can't work with these people that have been brought in by the coal board, the National Union of Mine Workers. I didn't even know if it still existed, to be honest with you. And says we were, you know, the welfare side of the coal board.
No official letter's been sent to Norton United's senior football team, though, has it?
We haven't. We've received nothing, really. Nothing at all. But what's been going on behind the scenes, really, you know, I've been banned twice by two letters they sent to me. Because basically I've been standing up, really, for the youngsters of the team. And which my grandson's one of them. He's in the under-7s team there. Run by ex-players who've given a lot to the club. And they just think they can just kick him off the site. A guy on Saturday, and this is where he brought it to a head, who's been there for 42 years as a treasurer, played with Gary Sobers as a cricketer at the club, was just completely dumped by Siswell and the miners' union, and basically told you just go on your way, sort of thing. And it's a disgrace.
If they don't want sporting teams there, do you know what they want to use the land for?
Well, I mean the trustees that they've brought in have got their own agenda. Their agenda is they've got two junior teams, I believe, from what I know anyway, and they'll be trying to bring other teams into the side. So that'll be up to them. I mean, I'm out of it. So, you know, at the end of the day, Neil and Scott and the rest of the lads will be hopefully carrying on and trying to find a new home, which I know he's actively doing at the moment, and I know he's had offers from various clubs. Whether they fit with the league and all the rest of it, who knows? But like I say, it's a sad day with the cricket going as well and the football. But it's not about Steve Beaumont. It's about everybody that's been involved in that club. I've only been there 26 years. There's other people who've been there for 50 years. Like Dennis Vick is our secretary. He's been there over 50 years. It's about these people. And when I went down the club yesterday just to say goodbye to everybody, and you see the cleaner who's over 70 years of age crying, and the bar manager had to resign on Friday because she can't work with these people crying, and all these, you know, people who've been there a long, long time, and it's very difficult.
Was all this going on in the background while the FA Cup run was happening?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
How difficult was that?
Oh, unbelievable, really. Just to keep it away from the players, the manager, you know, trying to hold everything together was unreal. But we managed to do it, and to be fair, Matt, it was fantastic. You know, it's only 6 weeks ago. It seems like a lifetime now, but it was fantastic. Something you can always remember, and every player there will remember, and in all the management team and the committee. And not just that, you know, we won the league last year. You know, had a fantastic time for this last 3 years, and I've had a fantastic time for a long time. So you have to take all those things, but sometimes you just got to hold your hands up and say, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, it's above me. The power's above me, so what can you do?
There's a chance of promotion again this season as well, because it's going well this season. How damaging potentially is this to the club?
No, massively. I mean, the club's shut at the moment. The actual welfare has been shut since last Friday, so there's no money coming into the club. All the local people who use the club have been denied that facility now at the moment. I'm sure they'll pick it back up again when they decide exactly what they're going to do. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for the actual club and for the area, you know, really, because... You know, the Green Star up the road is just shut again. You know, another local pub. But, you know, they're having a tough time, licensed premises are. So without the sporting facilities that Norton United bring and the cricket section bring, doesn't look a very good future for the club. But I'll leave that with the trustees and see if they can sort that one out.